It has been challenging because we would have normally run our event on the bank holiday weekend in May, which has proven to be very successful over the years. This year, obviously, that wasn't an option, and I suppose there's a lot of uncertainty in terms of what could and couldn't happen. So we went for the 15th and 16th of July on the basis that we expected things like indoor dining and so on to be available to us. Unfortunately, that's not possible, but thankfully Buntrodi also has a very good outdoor dining facility, and we have a marquee as well available for golfers in the event of weather not being as we'd like it to be.
And this is also celebrating the 25th anniversary of 1996, of course. Some of those lads will be teeing off there on Thursday too?
Yeah, so that's right. So it's 25 years since the 1996 All-Ireland win. So we've got some of the big names from the 1996 team are playing over the 2 days. We have the captain, Martin Storey, Adrian Fenlon, and we have Damien Fitzhenry, Gary Laffin. I'm sure I'm going to offend somebody now by forgetting a couple, but yeah, those guys are going to be around there on Thursday and Friday. And we'll also have David Fitzgerald, current Wexford manager there, and I'm sure there'll be some banter between those guys, them being from the same era.
Can people still get tickets, or how does that work?
So if people want to put a team in, it costs €300, and they can contact Wexford Park on 053 914 4808, and Anna Martin will look after you. So there's still some slots available on Thursday afternoon and on Friday. Anyone that wants to enter a team, do contact the park, and we can guarantee them a good day out. Our two main sponsors for the event would be Trinity Motors, who have kindly come on board again, and Druids Lane and Evans Hotels, who are sponsoring the main prizes for the event.
It's sure to be a brilliant day for everybody involved there on Thursday and Friday. And just before you go there, just tell us, how are things going down in Rathangan there at the minute? You've got the hurling team in the Division 1A south of the league, yet to win so far, but a decent chance coming up against Tumuncameras. I think that's Wednesday week.
No, Tumun actually beat us last night.
Oh, sorry,
so
yes.
We're still yet to win, Aidan. But thankfully, our junior hurlers have progressed to the 2020 county final, which is due to be played on Tuesday night. So we'll be hoping that they go very well. It's been a challenge in the year, like every other club. I guess we're focusing on the championship, which is due to start on the 7th of 8th of August. If I sort of don't progress beyond that date, I think everyone will hope that they can replicate the performance that they produced in Croke Park there against Kilkenny, and that should drive them on a bit further. But no, it's been tough enough. I suppose the initial phases of training were you know, individual, and then you were restricted to pods of 15, and I think the last 4 or 5 weeks we're starting to maybe get a bit of rhythm again. Look, we're really looking forward to the championship. It's been a long time coming, and lads are just dying to hurl and kick football, you know. So hopefully we get a clear run at it whenever Wexford are finished.
I suppose it is nice to be just out doing a bit of hurling now at the minute.
Yeah, we've noticed in the club that numbers have really picked up this year and last year. I think people were, you know, they were obviously lockdown had a huge impact on people, but you know, guys were really dying to get back to the field, and the numbers for training in the club have been very, very positive for the last couple of years for 2021. So hopefully people get a taste of it and they'll continue with us into the future.
And of course, you are a former Wexford hurler yourself. Who would you like to see Wexford get in the draw tomorrow?
I think that the three Munster teams are all pretty strong. You know, the challenge for Wexford is, after putting everything on the line against Kilkenny the last day, it can be difficult to get the same, I suppose, level of intensity in a backdoor game. I think if they can just get over the next game, you know, they'll be back in the mix again. I wouldn't have any particular, I suppose, favourite amongst those three teams. Like, Wexford's record against all three of them has been pretty similar, I'd say, over the last 4 or 5 years. I'd say myself that, you know, Davy would just be itching to get a win over a Munster team to, I suppose, give the team a bit of a boost and get them back. You know, I'd say there's definitely a quarterfinal, semi-final in that group, but I don't think it's any preference as to who you play the next day, to be honest.